We obviously want to watch for storms at any point in time, especially isolated storms, because those have the higher probability of tornadoes and extremely large hail. We could be talking about tennis ball, maybe even softball sized hail for these storms as we head into tonight. Once they form a line, I think it's more of that wind threat, 60 to 70 mile per hour wind gusts, and maybe a brief tornado, but it wouldn't be a very strong or long-lived tornado if there was going to be one within a line of storms that pushes into the area, mainly late this evening into the overnight periods.